Before Governor Deval Patrick's annual State of the Commonwealth address this week, a lot of people hoped the governor would address the continuing problems with Massachusetts' new healthcare website called The Connector. But in the speech, it rated just a mention.
We have dealt with serious failings before. Now we must strengthen the Department of Children and Families and fix The Connector's website.
That's all he said. And now, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, there are rumblings of discontent.
Anna Eves paid $1,065 in late December for the first month of private insurance through The Connector. In January, the bank confirmed that The Connector had cashed her check, but she had not received any information about an insurance plan. So Eves called The Connector.
The girl there said, "Yep, we got your check, but you're not covered."
Eves, who owns a fine art printing company in Gloucester, was angry. In one phone call after another, she tried to find out what happened. At one point, she was told the check for family coverage would be applied to February. Then she was told the money had been applied to January, but only for herself. And now she doesn't know what's going on. She's feeling
very, very frustrated, confused, just not happy at all with how incompetent they are over there.
Even some longtime supporters of Massachusetts' landmark effort to cover uninsured residents say the state's performance is unacceptable. John McDonough at the Harvard School of Public Health worked on the original coverage law.
We are not getting any clear explanation from the state administration when it's going to be fixed, how it's going to be fixed, and why this has been so difficult. And we need transparency, we need information, and we need a plan from the governor and the administration.
Health insurers are also worried about how long it will take to enroll more than 200,000 people The Connector expected to sign up by the end of March. Only 5,400 have been processed since October 1st, when new rules under the Affordable Care Act kicked in, requiring the new state website. Connector board member Celia Wislow says Connector staff are working round the clock to both sign people up by hand and lay out a website solution.
I think within the next couple of weeks, there will actually be a plan of how and when it will all get done and, you know, what are the things that people can be guaranteed coverage through and how we're going to do it.
An outside analyst report to determine what went wrong with the site and who is responsible was due 14 days ago. The Connector says the review was completed, but the report has not been delivered. At the State House, Senator James Welch, co-chairman of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing, has scheduled an informational hearing for mid-February. He says it won't be an oversight hearing.
Maybe at the point in time when it's appropriate, address the fact that whatever missteps happen, you know, happen. But at this point in time, I think we need to make sure that we're doing everything and focusing everything we possibly can to putting, you know, our resources and putting our efforts towards whatever solutions we can.
Solutions. That's what people are waiting to hear. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.